Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the number one international story continues to be the spread and fear of the coronavirus. And now, another layer that people need a heads up on, that cyber criminals are using that fear to steal email credentials. Joining us on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the owner of the Charles Leach Agency in New Bethlehem, PA, Lisa Leachgoth. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm curious. So you're in the insurance business. How did you end up knowing about cyber criminals trying to steal email credentials using people's fears to try to do it?
Well, one of my jobs is to keep up with everything that happens in the cyber world, because we have some programs that are available that can help educate people. It can help them with prevention, and then finally help them with protection should they actually have a virus come in and hack their systems.
Yeah, I know. It seems like every day there's malware, ransomware, all these things to worry about, not just as individuals, but as you know, in a business community too, which has been really ramping up. So how are cyber criminals using the fear of the coronavirus to steal email credentials?
Well, so they're obviously playing on everybody's concern, and they're sending out emails that appear to be coming from the Center for Disease Control, the CDC,
right,
and the World Health Organization. And those emails, there's only one slight change on the email address, so it really looks legit. And it asks you to click on a link, which takes you to a web page that, again, looks very legitimate. And then it asks you for login credentials. And once they get those login credentials, once you create those, it gives them the ability to actually hack into your systems and get additional information out of your systems that they need that they can sell on the black market.
So what would be, how would we detect it's fake? If you say it's really a simple thing to identify, yet people overlook it, I'm sure, all the time.
Well, sure, because, of course, they see coronavirus and they want to find out more information because they're very concerned. So if they look at the email address, that's the key. The email address is that they're using is cdc-gov.org. The actual CDC email address is cdc.gov. So as you can see, that the change is very slight. And, of course, if you're in a hurry and you're going through your emails and you see this and you want to pull it up and get additional information, you could very easily miss that information. So, again, the incorrect email, cdc-gov.org. If that's the email you're getting, you don't want to click on it.
And will just deleting it at that point stop it?
Yes, as long as you don't open the link. So there is an attachment. We don't want to click on the attachment. The minute you click on the attachment, that's where the process begins. So if you don't click, if you just close it out, delete that email completely. And you want to make sure you delete it. It goes into your deleted items. You want to delete it out of your deleted items. If you are concerned at all that maybe something has happened or you did actually click on the link and start the process, you want to contact IT immediately.
You know, you shared some information. I see cyber theft, fastest growing crime in the U.S., estimated financial damage, $6 trillion in 2021. That's staggering. And for us as individuals, it just seems one after another way. I just got a request to put all my information in from Social Security, if somebody called on the phone and, you know, threatens that if you don't give this information that someone's going to come and you're going to be arrested. These kind of things terrify people, especially the older folks.
It does. And it is very scary. And that's the whole key here, is they use scare tactics in order to get gain information from people. And so it's just really being very vigilant in the process of saying, first of all, the Social Security people don't call. They don't send out emails to individuals. So that whole thing is a complete scam. But again, they play on people's fears. And they also recommend that should you have an incident like this, to go ahead and contact the police, and they will forward that information on. The problem is that they're very difficult to actually catch cyber criminals. We've been involved in various claims over the last several years, and they manage to bounce through multiple countries. They hide quite well, and so the likelihood of catching them is almost slim to none. But, you know, they continue to work to try and figure out how to do that. And again, we're just trying to educate people, helping them, giving them information on how to protect themselves from phishing, scams, any potential hacking, especially your employees. We're in a busy society. We're trying to get through our emails as fast as possible, and then we accidentally click on something we shouldn't. So it's educating the employees or individuals on what not to touch. It's streamlining your privacy policies and employee training programs. And then finally, the protection, should you have a hack, is how do I protect myself from any financial loss? Because small businesses are the biggest target right now. So we hear about the targets of the world and, you know, the very large businesses. But the reality is that $6 trillion is primarily small business.
Mostly on the back of the small business owner. Lisa Leach-Goth, owner of the Charles Leach Agency in New Bethlehem, PA. Cyber criminals using the fear of the coronavirus to steal email credentials. Just a heads up. Appreciate the information, Lisa. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You have a good day, too.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.